You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We've heard a lot about people giving and going out of their way to help other people. And today we have one of the superstars in Southern California who has gone way beyond what normally we would expect people to do to help folks. Help folks to be the best they can possibly be. This is Robert Brook from the Rotary in Newport Beach, the Newport Beach Sunrise Rotary. Welcome, Robert, to the Pilgrim on the 405.
Thanks, Will. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Anybody in the Sunrise Rotary Club in Newport Beach got to be up and rolling by 7:15 to get to the meeting at 7:30, right?
They do. You gotta either get your boat, your paddleboard, or your sail. If you're gonna sail, you might want to leave a little bit early, maybe 6:30.
So I want to spend a little time with you today, and I want you to just kind of open a fire hose and tell me what you've been doing for the last 6 months to a year.
Ah, well, that's gonna be we may have to extend our conversation, but I'd like to just get everyone caught up to speed. Couple of our spearhead opportunities. One, we really try to make a difference in the community, working with veterans, all shapes, sizes. We try to be transparent on our color, gender, race, and we're just looking for great people to support. So I'd like to share a little bit what we're doing in the veteran space, and then education. Education is, you know, it's really the common denominator between the haves and the have-nots. And we've got some great programs going on in LA, in Orange County, and also in the inner city in Santa Ana, as well as a gifted, what I call a gifted school for very talented kids that are working judiciously, you know, through their efforts. And was listening to the radio today, and it's obviously ever apparent now, equality. And so I'm going to be really excited to talk about what we're doing in the education, but let's get things started in the water. So we've really got a neat story to talk about with Angela Madsen.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold up this book, and you can see it's rowing with the wind, and there's her. Angela Madsen, she is a trooper. She is a paraplegic, and right now she's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. She's on her way to Hawaii.
Rowing, a paraplegic rowing? She must have two or three
rowing.
People with her.
No, this is her solo trip. So this is not her first or second. The last time she got close, she was about 80 miles out of Oahu, and a hurricane hit, and she had to turn around and she had to stop. And so very independent. She's a former Marine, and Marines are first in. And so she is grinding out in the middle of the Pacific. She's been gone about 33 days.
Wow.
She's easy to track. If anybody wants to go on her website, it's called The Row of Life on Facebook, and they've got a cool geo tracker. And she's got some really neat sonar. We did an actual television live interview with her.
Wow.
Not this past weekend, but the previous weekend, we got her on a satellite phone when she's out. she was heading closer to Cabo than she was getting to Hawaii. And we just started praying, and the westerlies started to kick up, and she started to make her way in with the trade winds and making her way west. Say, go west, young woman, go west.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So she runs a really neat program out of Long Beach. It's called CARP, and California Adaptive Rowing Program. And she's been at this, you know, 30 plus years. She is a Paralympic, believe she's a world champion. Got to check that. She may be a gold medalist or silver medalist, but she's definitely got the medal category as a shot putter. And anybody that's rowed is, you know, knows what it means to be on the water. And it's not only a taxing back exercise, but when you're not moving and you've got one seat, the posterior takes a workout as well. You're looking, you know, and so that's one of the, obviously one of the challenges. Her boat is about 22 feet. So it's not like, you know, she's got a very small cabin. And the way that we got introduced is we went over to go see her at the California Adaptive Rowing Program one Saturday. Jean-Paul Van Houden and Christian Buell, the Buell Foundation, Global Inclusive Sailing, they said, hey, there's a gal, she's going to be rowing from Marina Del Rey to Hawaii. What, you want to go, you know, check it out, and can you help? And I said, yeah, I can help. I can buy her a motor. I can get her an airplane ticket. I can... What are we talking about? Help, because I'm not going to be gone for 3.5 months. You know, I can't make that commitment, but I can do all the other things. I grew up on the water. I had a sailboat before I had a bicycle. So I love sailing. But, so we got there and she showed us the boat, and the boat. So it's obvious it's 20 foot boat. It's very low to the water. It's gotta be 3 to 4 feet. Maybe two and a half feet off the water line. And so waves come crashing over the hull. And it fills up the water. And as you can imagine, if water's in, either you're gonna become in a pool, a bathtub, a hot tub, or you could sink. So there's there's six holes on the edge of the boat, and they're designed so when the water comes in, it rushes, it goes into the boat and then rushes out. And so she needed some scupper flaps designed. And so a scupper flap is about a 6-inch by 4-inch piece of material, and it's designed to, it flaps. So when the water pushes it, it releases and the water goes out of the boat, and then it attaches back in. So it's got to do this harmoniously. And I took a look at her boat. The boat was probably built sometime in the 80s or 90s. So it's not like you can go down to the marine shop and you can go down to any of the boat stores and pick up new scupper flaps. So this was back in, this was January, beginning of February. So COVID was a rumor at that point. We really didn't know what we were in for. We were just kind of like trying to get her. She'd had this goal set up for about the past year and a half to go row to Hawaii. So when we met, she showed me one of the scupper flaps, and I wish I had one today to share with you, but I can email you some and you can post them and share with your viewers on what the actual scupper flap looks like. So we took a look at it, and the first thing I thought of was my students. And, you know, I touched briefly on, you know, the students, because the students are the young genius minds. And so what we initially thought was, let's take a scupper flap and let's go up to the school at a TBT Day Academy up in Newport area, Newport Coast. And they got the students together. We showed them the book, showed them the video, and they got on their 3D printer. And so we created a scupper flap on the 3D printer. We did two as a test. COVID hit, and so it became very challenging because the kids were out of school. I was working with the teacher that was still there, and driving down from my house up in LA down to Newport Beach, picking up the scupper flap, taking it back over to Angela, and she had to pull the boat out of the water, and the boat was actually at her house. So we took the scupper flap over, and immediately we saw that, well, the 3D printer is beautiful and is perfect the size. It was too thick. So it was about, you know, it was maybe an 1/8 inch in diameter and width, and she really needed about a 1/16. So challenge number one was, thanks, great effort, guys, but this isn't quite going to work. Plus, it was a thickness of the plastic in the scupper flap. It was too thick and it was very rigid. So she heated it to try to get it to conform to the boat. And she tried, and it was kind of one of those things where it wasn't going to work, and she didn't really have any other options. So I went back down a you know, got her on Facebook and on Messenger and said, "Hey, how's it going?" She said, "Well, you know, it's not quite going as well as we thought it was." So I went back into my education, and I went back over to one of the groups that has it's a dye shop, do-it-yourself shop over next to John Wayne Airport. And it's called the Urban Workshop, and great friend over there. It's one of the neatest places. They really were. This is now we're probably in the middle of February, end of February. He had 1,200 kids coming through there on their summer program, about 160 small businesses using that facility as their primary source. They've got automotive. They have all the 3D equipment. They have machinery. They have, everybody's seen those scooters that are littering the streets and up in LA. One of the original scooters was actually invented. And it looks very smaller, more of a compact version of the bird, the blue one, the green, and actually the gentleman that he turned down $30 million of venture capital funding out of there because he had higher hopes to be able to use it. But it just gives you a sense of the creativity coming out of that shop. Again, Urban Workshop. So I sat with the owner, a good friend, and I said, "What are we going to do?" I said, "We got a gal, Angela Madsen. She's rowing to Hawaii. She needs a scupper flap." I showed him the scupper flap. And within 15 minutes, he said, "How about carbon fiber?" And I said, "Okay. Carbon fiber." I said, I my buddy's got some nice cars. I've seen carbon fiber on their cars. I love carbon fiber. It looks cool. I've got some, you know, thought process. I'm like, where am I going to get carbon fiber? So we reached out through our connections up into LA. I wanted to go up to LA to pick out the best piece of carbon fiber that I could, but COVID, you know, wouldn't allow it. So we had to have carbon fiber delivered down to the house. I took it to Angela, and in her spirit of ingenuity, she was able to take it, cut it, and make it look as close to the existing scupper flaps as she had. And it's still a little bit rigid, but it fit the form for the boat. She was able to use it, put it on, and they're successfully keeping water out of the boat currently as she's rowing over. So, you know, education, training, job training just points out, if you don't stop trying, you go back, you ask friends, and you just try, you know, you try to make a difference, you try to make a contribution, you know, and in this effort, we're making a contribution to a former Marine who was injured actually at the VA hospital. She went in for a back surgery and they took out the wrong disc.
Oh no!
So she's rowing with, I don't know if the disc is gone or if it's been, she's got an incision in her back. It looks like it's about 8 to 10 inches long, but she's not, you know, she's not. Again, if you're just sitting, again, if you can imagine not being able to stand and move for months on end and rowing, and in 20 to 25 foot seas. Waves crashing over the boat, and then you've got a disc. Anybody's had a bulging disc, which I do in my back, herniated disc, and it's not fun. It's painful. And so, you know, she made it work. And
I looked at the row of life.com row of life.com. And so she's about halfway between here and Hawaii, right?
Yeah. So we've been, you know, and same thing due to COVID. I mean, we're trying, you know, flight tickets are cheap. Great. Let's think about trying. Well, we can't, because you get to Hawaii and then you got to do a 2-week quarantine, and then maybe you can go see her. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. But
jeez,
that was our goal, was to maybe fly over and do a big, what you call it, luau for her as she gets in. But we've got KITV over in Hawaii picked it up, channel 4.
Okay.
We did the interview. My brother's over in Maui, so they're gonna, when she gets a little bit closer, they're gonna be looking for drones and helicopters and boats. Nice. To go out and meet her. So we'll keep tracking her, and you know, we're making donations on her website, so she can, I just said, because we did about a 15-minute satellite call, and I said, that's got to be expensive. So we made a donation onto her Facebook page. Some really cool, media, social media. She's got a publicist. Hopefully a film comes out of this. They'll be writing another book. But she's a treat. She's love to be somebody to have her come down and do when she comes back, we'll be doing a gathering in Amarie's down in Newport Beach on PCH, and we'll have her there as a guest speaker, and we'll invite out the community. So really excited. You know, that might not be until November, December, and if she gets blown south, then she's going to just go to New Zealand and hang out.
So what was the name of the urban group that
Urban Workshop. Okay. Urban Workshop. Right.
So other than getting paraplegic to row to Hawaii, what else you've been doing?
So, well, back to this regarding the students. So we opened up, we're working with inner city kids in Orange County through the Orange County Department of Education, and originally got them hooked up to go over to the Urban Workshop. And, you know, these are the disadvantaged kids. The kids are not on the straight path, and they need to see what they're good at. A lot of kids are not good in academics, so the testing is outdated. Now they're finding they're going to scrap this SAT. They're going to scrap some of these other programs. And it just seems like your education, you know, if you've got talent with your mind or your hands, you're not going to be able to see how to do that until you have that experience. So that's how I originally got connected with Urban Workshop. So we started getting inner city kids over there. Mm-hmm. And then the TVT Day Academy, which is in Newport Beach. And then work in the Crenshaw High School and up in Los Angeles inner city. And then also working with Valley High School, which runs a program called the High School Inc. And High School Inc. runs out of Santa Ana. So just to paint a picture, so you got various demographics. Crenshaw, L.A., you can imagine living there right now in the inner city where these kids, where the riots and everything else is going on. Union Bank, who I also work for professionally, we have a functioning, working 25-day-a-week bank on campus at Crenshaw High School. And so there's a Church of God in Christ in Los Angeles in Crenshaw. We're putting together a program with them. And the thought is how can we get these kids that have the opportunities exposed? And you're going to start to see this on CNN, some of these other Black Lives Matter, and some of these other the president of the BET television was on this morning, and a lot of these people are talking about what we're actually putting together. So it's called the Triangle Scholarship Award Program, where we identify with kids. So we've got Crenshaw High School, and then in Santa Ana, we've got High School Link as a nonprofit on the campus of Valley High School. And you got two comparing demographics. I can talk about the Santa Ana kids. The Santa Ana kids, 20 to 25% homeless with a 96% graduation rate. So if you tell me that somebody's not motivated, they're definitely motivated. And they're graduating 100% dual literate, English and Spanish. Hmm. A lot of kids are coming out of there as first generation graduates. And they have a very unique program. It's one of the most successful charter high schools in the country, High School Link. And the kids are able to, as they go to class, it's more taught in a college type of environment where you've got a pairing of classes where the automotive kids and engineering kids would be paired. The new media kids and the culinary kids would be paired. And these kids go through classes and they get actual certification so they can go get jobs. Hmm. So it's really kind of getting back to basics on giving, you know, providing certifications that cost $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 to get, but they're actually getting them while they're going to high school. And so you've got the demographic in Santa Ana, call it disadvantaged, but they have an opportunity. The kids in Crenshaw in Los Angeles, they have the same challenges, but not necessarily the opportunity because they don't have that certification. So what we were trying to do is get the kids to where they would be able to go from campus to campus and experience what that other individual looks like. And again, you're going to start to see this on CNN, but on our Triangle Scholarship Award Program, we kind of take it a little bit further. So TVT Day Academy down in Newport Beach, complete polar opposite. It's a private school, tuition ranging from, you know, 12 to 15,000 up to 25,000-26,000. These kids are going to MIT, they're going to Stanford. It's very competitive for kids to get into school with all the schools that are impacted. You've got the Santa Ana Promise, where if you get a minimum GPA for the junior colleges in the Cal State system or in the UCI, you get guaranteed placement and free tuition for the first year. The kids in LA don't have that. So my thought, you know, when you're able to go from campus to campus and you're able to see those different lives, if you will, what are those opportunities? And then bring the people down from Sacramento and bring the California Department of Education and say, we're not calling this inequality. What we're calling for is additional business partners to give these kids these internships and job opportunities. But more importantly, we need to get some funding back in the school so we can create these certification programs. Because back in the day, you know, as you remember, in junior high and high school, junior achievement was a big part of it. You probably had a student store. You probably had student government. You had different opportunities to build your skill set. And it was only natural in high school in your summer that you would have a summer job. Well, that's obviously changed, you know, in this environment. And now with COVID and these protests, I mean, it means more the opportunities. You watch the stock market. You look at the stocks, you look at the companies that are insulated, and look at us. We're on Zoom today. If we didn't have COVID, I'd be in your studio and we would be there. So teaching these kids through Union Bank, what I'm working with is financial literacy, investments, checking, savings, banking, teaching these kids how to save and how to plan for the future, obviously so paramount. Then utilizing these different programs, and as I mentioned, the TVT Day Academy kids down in Newport, different polar opposite. You walk into their music room and you feel like you're walking into Carnegie Hall. You walk into their video room, you feel like you're walking into, CNN or Bloomberg. You've got a phenomenal television-type studio, music-type academy, and the same goes for the kids in Santa Ana. When you go into their television academy and you go into their, it's called New Media. They've got 24-inch Apple screens, all touch screens. They're sponsored by Disney and Pixar. These kids are getting the latest and greatest to be able to help prepare them for the future. And then the plan, you know, is to get these kids up in Crenshaw, and as Union Bank has made that investment, having that business partners, you get the kids the training on campus. Then when they meet a certain threshold or criteria, they go through an interview process, and they're able to qualify for some type of job training. So if you can picture, obviously everybody can picture a triangle. So the individuals in the middle, what is their passion? What are they good at? You take the left side of the base of the triangle is, what is their education? What is their skill set? You push the right side of the bottom of the triangle, where do they want to go? What are they able to do? The top of the triangle is the business partner. So you give me a company, give me your favorite Fortune 500 or Fortune 100 company, and I'll give you an example of how the triangle would work.
Well, let me give you one of my clients.
Okay.
A manufacturing plant here in Huntington Beach.
Right? Perfect.
Blue White Industries, they make pumps all over the world. And
okay.
Another client is Euroline Steel Windows and Doors. They make high quality steel windows and doors for use all around the country. So
perfect.
Both of them.
Okay, so
manufacturing.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. So manufacturing. Okay, so let's flip it over to Urban Workshop. So we've got the kids in, they got the kids at High School Inc. Mm-hmm. I love working with my hands. You take one of the automotive kids that can take and take and repair an engine, take apart an engine in a matter of an hour and a half, piece by piece, and put it back together. They were taught that in school. They say, hey, I would like an internship. They would send over a request to either one of those companies. We would have that company come down, take a look at the quality of manufacturing already doing in school, and then we would put them over to the Urban Workshop and we'd say, okay, which one of these tools is needed to build a shower and door? Which one of these tools are you lacking in skills? We would give them the skills over there. We would sponsor it with the company, the corporation. We would get them the hours. We would get them the certification, and everyone would be up to speed regarding what it would take to actually be an intern to go for 6 or 8 weeks during a summer program over at the shower and door company. Mm-hmm. They would go through that for, let's say that's in their sophomore year, and they go back to school during their junior year. They're continuing on their education. They're continuing on. And then you get a request for a new upgraded. Maybe it's an automated shower and door. Maybe it's some newer type of fabrication. We would see what type of manufacturer was required to do that, and then have the student head down if they, you know, if they were qualified by the company to come back in. They would do the second round of their training. If the second 8, 6, 8, 10 week internship program went well, after their third year, hopefully going into their junior or senior year summer, they would be offered either a part-time or a full-time position working with that company, where they've learned the culture, they've got the skills, they're already aware of the HR process. And so you've eliminated a lot of this very expensive onboarding that these companies and corporations are doing.
Let me ask a question.
Okay.
If I'm going to be with those companies in the next 2 weeks, I spend a whole day with them. Their HR people are in the room with me. So who should they talk to?
So we would set up a meeting between the program director at High School Inc. and myself, and we would, you know, put together a because all these kids are struggling right now. These are the have-nots. Not a lot of them have the 5G, the 4G. A lot of them don't have the laptops going home. I was very fortunate to fund High School Inc. with a $10,000 grant on behalf of my company, Union Bank, just several months ago. But what we would do is we would set up a Zoom. We would get some students. We would get one of the teachers on. We would kind of carve out a project description of what it looks like. What does that company need? What type of employees or what type of internships as we're going into the summer? Is there 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people? And then the challenge would be then is on the transportation side, we would either see if High School Link could fund the transportation to get them down and back on 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And if not, then we would go ahead and fund that for them. But what we've done with the internship programs, for example, we've taken kids out of Santa Ana. We've taken them down to Audi in Newport Beach, and we've gotten them internships. We've taken them down to Mercedes-Benz in Newport Beach, and we've gotten them internships. And we just actually set up a transportation through the school, through their automotive program, and we would most likely be able to overcome that challenge. And then we would just give those kids that opportunity, as we've just described here today, and just carve out just like you would in any, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 week internship program. How many hours a day? What's the skill set? Male, female? Do you need somebody to speak Spanish, English? What are you looking for? Because these kids have talent. The kids in the culinary school, 5-time national champions. The kids in the automotive, they've placed over it in Las Vegas. They went over and they placed second or third in putting together a motor from start to finish in less than an hour.
All right, so let's take it a little bit further. What I do is I help business leaders get what they want from their companies. And that's called the entrepreneurial operating system. We help them get vision, traction, healthy, right? Everybody in the company knowing exactly where you're going to be, how you're going to get there. We help people become much more disciplined and accountable so that they can execute really well to accomplish that vision. And then we create a team all the way through the company. And so I'm not the only one in Southern California. There are 20 of us here. We all have 10 to 20 companies that we work with. So what I will do is I will get at least 2 of my clients, the HR people, we'll set up a meeting and we will talk about putting this together. When we make
That'd
it work,
fantastic.
Then when we make it work, then I can make that just part of my regular onboarding process for the 20 clients that I have. Then we can also extend it to the 10 to 20 companies that every one of the other 20 implementers for EOS have. And we can move that through the whole organization.
That would be fantastic. Cause that's what it's going to take, right? This is where we want to, what I see is if I'm looking at hiring the future generation, one, I want to decrease the onboarding cost. I want to integrate somebody that's got the talent, got the ability, that wants to learn from the ground up. And that's where I see the beauty of this Triangle Scholarship Award Program. Mm-hmm. And then your larger companies, hopefully eventually what we'll be able to do on your larger corporations is help support them as they go through their 2-year or 4-year certification. And as you know, on your welding, that you can get your welding skills down at Urban Workshop. You can increase all of your aptitude on your manufacturing. And that is going to come through in a huge stimulus package. I think it's going to be the tune to 2 to 4 trillion towards September, October, that I've heard is going to come on board. We need to get these students and then the junior college students that, you know, maybe they thought they were going to be something different, but this is where the high paying jobs are going to be. And we've got to be able to fill that with our local talent. Obviously the borders are closing. We're not importing individuals into the country. We've got to teach these kids that if you start with a company, get back to how it used to be when you really made a career 10, 15, 20, 30 years working with a company and going through the ranks and learning how to utilize your skill set inside their skill set and then create a future for yourself. You know, start to teach them how to do a 401k, teach them the investment strategies, and then put them on, you know, the path to home ownership and just do all the things and give them the vision and utilizing those companies and partners that have that. So I really appreciate that, Will. That'll be fantastic.
Great. So I'll have my assistant get in touch with you and we'll set up a time. I'm meeting the first one I'm meeting with this Friday, and then, I'll meet with the other company 2 weeks after that, but we'll get back with you and begin to put this together, because I believe that the HR people in these companies will be delighted.
That'll be fantastic. And then we can even, like I said, we brought kids this past weekend. We brought 3 kids down from Gardena down, and we sailed on Newport Beach.
Yeah.
And it was a transformational life experience. I'm working with some funders with the California Endowment. And if we can put this together, we can continue to build that bridge, if you will, and just matching up talented kids with industries where they can create a future for themselves. And what I always tell everyone, when you love to do it, it's passion and it's not like work. I've never felt like a work in a day in my life.
What we teach people is, there are things that you don't know how to do, and there are things that you don't want to do. There are things that you want to, you know, you might like doing it. I mean, you might be good at it, but you don't want to do it. Neither one of those should anybody in this world be doing. Their productivity is low, their motivation is low, they're easily distracted. On the other hand, if you can help people identify what they really like doing, that they're good at, or that they love doing and are great at, that's where you want to put them. And that's what I train these business leaders to do in their company for everybody. So we're exactly on the same path. We just want to get the people who want to be doing it and are good at it into the places where they're needed.
Definitely, definitely. Because we know the older generation is they've got different visions. And if we can teach the younger generation that this is how to rebuild our country from inside now, you know, I mean, if you look at the 401k programs, and if you look at the longevity of people that work, you know, in city government and even as a lifeguard, I mean, that maybe 20 years ago, that didn't look on to be such a fine profession, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, and building shower doors. If you've got the logistical skills. Now you can get those global, you can get those worldwide, you can get the investment skills, you can move up in that company. So I'm excited, Will. That's fantastic. Appreciate you opening up that opportunity.
Let me tell you, at Blue White, I introduced the HR director at Blue White to a woman who came in, talked to the HR director, and they put together a program for teaching the people who turn the bolts, you know, turn the wrenches on the bolts, all the way up to the logistics people. All those people who are wage and hour people, they put them through a program teaching them about savings, teaching them about how to work with banks, teaching them about investment. And it was tremendously successful. People loved learning about that. So I think we have some really good companies who are more than interested in finding those skilled people. One of the things that I hear from lots of my clients, because once I work with them, we work with them for at least 2 years, sometimes longer. And one of the things that happens is as they begin to look for the right people in the right seats, is they say, well, you know, we don't know how to find the right, they're not out there. But I believe they are out there. It's finding the right place to make the connection.
Definitely. Right. Yeah, I agree too. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you want to row to Hawaii or if you want to put bolts on or create logistics. And you know, on another conversation, I'll share with you what we're doing for the veterans coming out of the service, and then we're upskilling them and their job trade, and we're getting them connected with service disabled veteran-owned organizations that are bidding on these government contracts. And we like to build a pipeline of, you know, Americans for American-made companies to rebuild from inside now.
So tell me a little bit about the people who are bidding on federal government contracts. What kind of contracts are they bidding on?
You name it. It's a $4.5 trillion industry. So I have, you know, so we cover the entire spectrum from transportation logistics on all the military bases to document shredding to training. We've got a disabled veteran small business down in Temecula that does, they've got a CHP contract for driver's training, and they're looking for, you know, to build their workforce. We've got sanitation contracts. We have with all the COVID, the cleaning supplies. We also have the VA. They have tree trimming contracts. You name it.
Do they have any difficulty getting the contracts?
No.
Oh, okay.
They have no. It's not a matter of getting the contracts. One of the. I'm going to go see them on Wednesday. Trust Crane, they're up in the high desert. I'm going to go see them on Wednesday. He wins 6 out of 10 contracts that he bids on. What he needs, and I'm pairing him with, is a line of credit so he can go after and win additional contracts. We're going after a Travis Air Force Base contract with a group, a conglomerate of veteran, and they're probably going to need 10 to 15 subcontractors that they don't have in their wheelhouse right now. And that's a $32 million five-year contract. And so I'm, again, mixing and matching. If it's a veteran and they want to hire veterans, or it's a disabled veteran and they want to stay in that lane, you know, we want to be able to do that. Or if it's students, but jobs is the creation to wealth, which is the creation to hope. You can't have hope without money in your pocket, money in the bank.
All right. Your son's going to come in and want to have lunch.
He snuck in. He's in the back, but thank you.
All right. So we'll talk again because I want to hear more about what's going on with the veterans and the businesses they're building, because we can help We can help them make that even more efficient and effective.
Definitely. Love to. Yeah, I could talk to you anytime. Okay. You just let me know when, what the topic is, and we'll link up. I really appreciate it.
Great. Well,
good to see you.
Wonderful talking to you. This is just a wonderful experience of how in California businesses thrive when we work together in relationships. And we're really looking to find out what people want, what people are good at, and how they want to be, and then helping them to find the path to that, sometimes paving the road ahead of them. But TBT Day Academy, High School Inc., Triangle School Scholarships Programs, Valley High School, and then there's Emily, right?
Angela.
Angela, all the way in the middle of Middle Pacific right now. That's wonderful, Robert. So glad to be with you today.
Yeah, glad to be with you too. Yeah, we'll catch up on the veterans piece and then the Triangle Scholarship Award Program.
All right, take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Will. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.